This goes to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, fax 989-953-5339, regarding Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Gillespie. It's G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E. Date of birth is March 18th of 1958. Dear Dr. Kabir, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Gillespie with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, a history of obstructive uropathy with bladder carcinoma and now an ileal conduit, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 1st of this year. She did have a recurrence of the bladder carcinoma, which is in the abdominal and retroperitoneal area, and now she's on Keytruda. It's K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A, every 3 weeks. And that has helped quite a bit. The masses are not increasing in size, and they're actually getting slightly smaller. So the treatment is working. She also was restarted on lisinopril, 10 milligram once daily, for blood pressure that has been elevated recently. And she is feeling well. She feels like she tolerates Keytruda very well. She also takes her torsemide, 20 milligram, 3 times a week. She's on sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram, 3 times a day. Synthroid, metformin is 500 milligram once a day. Her Pepcid is 20 milligram once a day. And she's not using any Norco anymore, but she uses Tylenol, 500 milligram, 1 to 2 tablets as needed for pain. Once a day, usually. Physical examination, weight 237 pounds, and that actually is a 29-pound decrease since her last visit. Pulse was 75, and blood pressure was 176 over 81, and that was at the cancer center a week ago. She did not have a blood pressure cuff at home to check her own blood pressure today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 13th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.4. The previous level was 2.39. Sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 21, calcium is 8.7, albumin slightly low at 3.4. Her hemoglobin is 9.1. Normal white count, platelets are 117,000. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level and no progression of disease. 2, obstructive uropathy, secondary to bladder carcinoma, and placement of an ileal conduit, which is functioning well and has a good urine output. 3, hypertension, and she's recently been restarted on lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day. Her labs need to continue every 3 weeks, and she gets them down prior to getting her Keytruda done. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And she will have a follow-up visit. She will continue monthly labs, or every 3 week labs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with us in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.